And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 28th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of Woodrow Wilson, 28th President of the United States, born Stanton, Virginia, 1856, was a professor who became governor of New Jersey and then president. Woodrow Wilson, who said, "If you want to make enemies, try to change something." 1897, on this day, the play Cyrano de Bergerac premiered at the Théâtre de la Porte-Saint-Martin in Paris. The playwright Edmond Rostand, who based his play very loosely on the life of his favorite playwright, Savien de Cyrano de Bergerac, who lived in the 17th century. Mostly the play is fictional, the story of a well-born soldier who was a poet, very self-conscious because he has a very large nose, in love with a beautiful woman named Roxanne, but he assumes that neither she nor any other woman would ever love a man with such a large nose. So he helps one of her suitors, Christian, by writing the poetry that Christian then recites and sends to Roxanne. And, of course, she falls in love with him because he writes so well, although she's mistaken about who the author was. When the play premiered on this night in 1897, the audience clapped for half an hour as the most successful play Paris had seen in many years, produced all over Europe and in the United States, and revived recently on Broadway, starring Kevin Klein. It's the birthday of the head writer for Saturday Night Live, Seth Meyers, born Bedford, New Hampshire, 1973, went off to college at Northwestern, became a member of an improv troupe called Meow, started performing in Chicago, and at one of the shows he did, there was a Saturday Night Live scout in the audience who hired Seth Meyers, who joined the Saturday Night Live cast in 2001 and began anchoring the Weekend Update, the news sketch. There's a whole staff of writers devoted to coming up with the Weekend Update jokes. They write about 800 of them. On Friday night, they whittle it down to 100. Out of that 100, the producer picks about 30, and out of that 30, only about 16 or 20 make it to the broadcast. Seth Meyers, who says that he gets his ideas by listening to the NPR morning news and playing soccer video games on his Xbox. It was he who wrote the famous sketch in 2008 in which Tina Fey impersonated Sarah Palin. And it's the birthday of the comedian who said, "Lead us not into temptation, just tell us where it is, we'll find it." Sam Levinson, born New York City, 1911. Taught Spanish in New York public schools through his 20s, and then emceed a concert at a hotel in the Catskills, and liked it so much he started performing at comedy clubs, stories about growing up in New York City. Sam Levinson, who said, "It's so simple to be wise, just think of something stupid to say and say the opposite." He said the reason grandparents and grandchildren get along so well is that they have a common enemy. Here's a poem for today by Alden Nowlin, "The Night of the Party." Never have I seen women wiser or more beautiful. Never have I known men so witty, so sensitive. Here in my living room are the 20 most remarkable persons in all the world, and me, the one fool who must dance, although too heavy on his feet, sing, although his vocal cords are out of tune. But that is the price I pay for such companionship. My friends, I do not get drunk for myself. I get drunk for you. The Night of the Party by Alden Nowlin, from What Happened When He Went to the Store for Bread, published by The Thousands Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets, details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.